Let the rain of your presence fall on us.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every day that we live.
With every breath.
With every breath
that we breathe, oh Lord.
Father, it's such an honor and privilege to know you and for you to grace our assembly, our gathering with your tangible presence. For this, we are very grateful. Father, as we go into the word now, your word, again, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And I'm beseeching you, Father, in your mercy and kindness and faithfulness, to let this tangible presence go with us into the word. Anoint me afresh. Let me speak indeed as I should, as an oracle of God. Then put the same unction and anointing upon the ears of the hearts of everybody that will hear me. Those who are physically present here and those who will be hearing me remotely, electronically. So that the word will flow freely, Father, from you through me to the people. Do an internal and eternal work in every heart, including mine, in particular, to cause our wills to become more humble, minds to be more enlightened with revelation knowledge, emotions to be more tempered and controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I further pray as I speak, the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, will be released in great and sufficient measure to back my words and follow them wherever they are heard and released in all the earth. Power that will heal, power that will deliver, power that will break yokes, power that will free men so that they will become doers of the things that they hear and not hearers only. I further pray for mercy to be faithful, that Father, I deliver this word with precision, redeeming the time, saying only what you want me to say, bringing out treasure of this word, things new and old, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all those in agreement, receiving every blessing I mentioned in their individual lives, all agreed individually and said, I have a very important message for today that the Lord has given me. I had something else. There are other things that have been downloaded to me down through the months, I've told you. In the course of this week, the Lord brought this to me and he said, I want you to go and teach on this because the understanding of it is not as clear as it should be. And I've entitled it Understanding Spiritual Forces. Many Christians are unaware of the reality of the spiritual forces that are working in our lives, in our circumstances, in our bodies, and causing the things that are happening to happen. As I was praying earlier this morning, the Lord gave me this. It says, spiritual forces emanate from spiritual beings to create, to manipulate, and control all things, both spiritual and physical. I didn't read that in a book. I'm going to repeat it. Spiritual forces emanate from spiritual beings to create, to manipulate, and control all things, both spiritual and physical. These three sets of spiritual beings release spiritual forces. The first one, of course, is God. God is a spirit. And everything we can see, touch, taste, and feel emanated from God when he spoke and he created, firstly, the spiritual world, then secondly, the physical world. So everything has a spiritual origin. And even the physical things that are happening are being manipulated and controlled and directed by spiritual forces. That's one of the greatest revelations you can get, because when you understand it, you will not understand that prayer is not an option. And then you won't be praying lazily and lackadaisically if you have an understanding of what I'm sharing with you now. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 1. We're going to look at some very important scriptures. Hebrews chapter 1 is the beginning. And I'm going to look at verse 3. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul, Hebrews was written by Paul. People say the writer of Hebrews, not the writer of Hebrews, Paul. Jesus appeared to Kenneth Hagin, and when he was talking to him, he just said, Paul said in Hebrews. He didn't even argue with the theology. You know, of course it's Paul. Who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Everybody, I want you to say these words after me. And upholding a few things by the word of his power. Let's say it again. And upholding all things by the word of his power, who by himself purged our sins. But that's the phrase I want to concentrate on. Everyone say, upholding all things by the word of his power. Everything is being upheld or sustained by the power of God through the spoken word, through his word that he spoke. For those of us who have done a little bit of physics and astronomy, not astrology. Astrology is the devil's people. But astronomy is just a study of the stars and what we call the cosmos. We call it astrology. We also call it cosmology. We are observing some things we don't understand. Even though I'm not actively in academia anymore, in the sense I'm not in the university, but I subscribe to academic papers. I get information of the latest things that are happening in every direction. This universe, I'm talking about the physical, you know, the scientists have become humbled in the last 20, 30, 40 years because of the things they are seeing. So they don't say the universe anymore. You know, they say there's the observable universe. They qualify it because they are beginning to see that there's something beyond what we can even see. And what they've seen is that the galaxies are moving away at faster than the speed of light. This is moving this direction, and in every in physics we call it isotropic. In any direction you look, it doesn't matter where you put your telescope, whether it's optical or the ones we put into outer space like the Hubble telescope, we're getting images back. The thing is faster than the speed of light. Some of the galaxies are rotating. Because they're kind of like our galaxies, the Milky Way galaxy. You know, it's in a spiral form. It's rotating faster than the amount of mass that is inside. So they call it dark matter. This one that's going out, they can't understand it. So they call it dark energy. Dark, not in the sense that it is dark. It just means that all our instruments and our optical and electromagnetic instruments cannot measure it. Well, all they need to do is open the Bible. You know what it says? The invisible things of him are clearly seen to the things that are made. It's invisible. That's why it's dark. It's telling you that there's something beyond the physical. This is scientific fact. Beyond the physical. They can't measure it. They can't touch it. But they know it's there. They can see its effect. Have you seen the wind? How many people have seen the wind before? You can't see the wind, but you see its effect. When the wind blows, you see the trees go like this and go like that. But you can't see the wind itself. You can hear it. The other day it was raining, you know. You see the effect. But the wind, in the actual wind itself, you cannot. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ likened to the spirit world. Talking about being born again. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. You can hear the sound and you can see the effect. But you don't know where it comes from and where it's going to. Give a Lord a clap offering, somebody. Christianity is reality. Science is finally catching up with the Bible. Correction. Trying to catch up. They can never catch up. I'm so glad God saved me when He saved me. I was saved at the age of 20. By my 21st birthday, which was May 2nd, 1980, I'd been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and I started walking in a significant amount of revelation knowledge. I wrote an article, I Yet Not I, but the grace of God which was with me, you know, called The Hope of Our Calling. It's on our website. I wrote it when I was 21 years old. I was in Imperial College. I said all of that. I said that to say this. Because I had an insight into revelation knowledge. I saw that there is knowledge beyond the physical. Physical knowledge is good. Physics, engineering is good. But it's not everything. There's superior knowledge. And now we're seeing the evidence of it. The galaxies, they're all moving fast. Watch this. Inside the galaxies, inside the physical something, you cannot move beyond the speed of light. That is between me and you now. You know, I cannot send information at faster than the speed of light. Because we're limited to this physical realm. But we now know that the galaxies are moving and the speed which they're moving, it keeps increasing. Nobody can understand that. It doesn't break Einstein's law, you know, of not going, because the speed of light is restricted to the physical realm. We're dealing with a great God. Give the Lord a clap offering, somebody. Spiritual forces. Hebrews 11:3. This would be my favorite scriptures. Many, many years ago when I first started teaching on faith, everywhere I went, University of Ibadan, University of Ilorin, University of Ife, they used to invite me everywhere by the grace and the mercy of God. You know, and I would preach and teach this. And people would just, you know, they'd just be looking because down here, people had hardly heard anything like that. You know, we're dealing with forces, tangible forces. It's just that they're invisible. But they're not less real than the force you feel or that you observe in the physical realm. I'm going to give you an illustration in a minute. But let's read Hebrews 11:3 first. Oh my goodness. Glory be to God. I'm going to read it in the King James and I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. And maybe one or two other translations as the Lord leads me. Now let's first of all read in the King James. Jesus is Lord. Say through faith. Oh, I didn't hear you. You're not talking like enthusiastic people. Through faith, we understand. How do we understand it? Through faith. The scientists are now coming to understand it through observation. But 2,000 years ago, a man called Paul, who had revelation, said through faith. Oh, Kashel, I'm excited, folks. Through faith, we understand. That the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which are made were not made of things which do appear. Let me read the Amplified. By faith, we understand, glory to God, that the worlds during the successive ages, that's another message for another day. I preached that some years ago on God, science, and creation. There are three eons of time. The time when God first of all created, the Bible, Go to Genesis 1. It says, God, in the beginning, God. I was saying, in the beginning, God. I didn't hear you. Created the heavens and the earth. Full stop. How long that took, nobody knows. Then the earth became without form and void. Stop again. That's another eon. What made it become without form and void? Satan rebellion. We know that from the other parts of the Bible. How long it took, we don't know. Then it stayed like that for another length of time, successive ages. Then, after that long time, the Spirit and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. Lalu, where did the deep come from? He hadn't made any water. We're still in verse 1 and 2. Water is not made until later on. It was made earlier. Give him a clap offering, somebody. Where did the deep come from? It came from when it became form, without form and void. When Satan's rebellion, this is not the Noah's own. Long before Noah was dreamt of, the Holy Ghost moved upon. The place was in chaos upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. It's not the light of the sun. This is a spiritual light. I would say spiritual and physical. Say it's spiritual and physical. You see, people don't read their Bible properly. And then they read without revelation. So they get all mixed up with and say science contradicts the Bible. No. Truth is constant. And God is truth. His word is truth. You don't find him making the sun and the moon and something visible until about day 4. So which light is this one? Please. I joke like this with Pastor Wiley sometimes. I say it is nice to think. I heard it from E.W. Kenyon. You know what he said? In one of his books, he said, the great majority of men do not think. And being a pastor and a teacher, I taught in the university for some years. You know, I've come to see that most people do. They don't. That's it in our language. They don't think. When you read it, you know. When you read the Bible, you read with respect. Yeah. Verse 1. Then verse 2. Then verse 3. Then verse 4. Let there be light. But it's not the light of our sun. The sun had not yet. I won't say it hadn't yet been made. It hadn't yet been allowed to appear on the earth. You see, when he first made everything, sun, moon, everything was there. Then when it became without form and void, because of Satan's rebellion and the flood and everything, all that thing in the heavens were blinded from the earth. So what God did, from what we call the 6-day creation, you know, it's literally 6 days, but it wasn't that all those things were made in 6 days. They were already there. God just opened the atmosphere, so to speak, so that the light could shine. So the greater sun light ruled by the day, and the lesser, they were there. So scientists now come to me, oh, the Bible is wrong, you know, the sun has been burning helium, you know, for billions and billions of years. Oh, sure. You didn't read your Bible properly. Of course it was burning. It's been there. He just removed the satanic mess so that the sun that had always been there could now shine back. Well, that's not my message today. True faith. It was that Amplified Bible that triggered that. Blame the Amplified Bible. Don't blame me. By faith, we understand that the worlds during the successive ages, that's why I brought that up, were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made of things which are visible. Give him another clap offering. So, brethren, there is a visible world and there is an invisible world. And it is the invisible world that created and controls and directs the visible world. I'm going to get ahead of myself a little bit. When you pray, you are contacting the invisible world. When you speak, you are releasing invisible energy and power to begin to control the visible. Because the invisible is more powerful than the visible. It has to be. Because the visible was created by the invisible. Hold on, Joe Yewell. Glory to God. Let me stay on message. Everything. Brother Luby, you know, this was just a coincidence. There's no such thing. It was ordered from the invisible realm. Do you remember when Jesus said, "You didn't choose me, I chose you"? I accepted Jesus, you know, and I do. No. He chose you first. You just didn't know. Then he sent invisible forces and angels to begin to manipulate your circumstances to bring you round so that you will now understand that he chose you. Then you will now accept him as your savior. But it was not you who initiated the thing, it was him. Give him another clap offering. I just got a tweet. It was your fetus that was formed in your mother's womb. But you came from God. You were sent from heaven into the fetus in your mother's womb. That is why he said, "Before I formed you." Eba mi fun ola te wo. Watch this. You're not born yet. Before I formed you, I knew you. The invisible is the one that creates the visible. I knew you and I ordained you. You say, "Oh, I decided to become a prophet." No, you didn't. I answered the call of God. Well, yes. But it was pre-programmed. Before your parents knew each other. Scripture. Levi gave tithes. When Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek, the Bible says Levi was still in his father's loins. Therefore, the Melchizedek priesthood is superior to the Aaronic priesthood. Nekashul Frenengaras. I don't know if you're going home today. Don't worry, you'll go home. You go. You don't understand it. Levi was not Abraham's son. We're looking three generations ahead. But God already knew Levi. You know, when you get to know God better, you begin to respect him more. We don't respect God enough. Because we think he's like us. Before I knew you, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So, Pastor Rhoda, he knew your grandmother, then your great-grandmother, and your great-great-grandmother, and your great-great-grandfather. And then he looked down through the ages and said, I'm going to send the British to colonize Nigeria. And this grandmother will meet that grandfather and have this one. That grandfather will meet that one and have this one. And that one will have, and then they will have Rhoda. And then I will send my angels and my word, and Rhoda will become my child. And the destiny I have for her, she will come to see it and fulfill it. Long before your parents knew anything about it. That's the God we're dealing with. Do you see why it's important to pray? I'm going to get to pray in a minute. But you see, folks, we're dealing with reality here. We're not dealing with a God who is careless. He knows what he's doing. Oh, well, those ones that died in the womb and those ones that died as children, they're not lost, they're heaven. What's wrong with you? Do you think people only grow on earth? When my wife and I first got married, we lost twins. They're not lost. They're in heaven. I wonder when we get there, we're going to see them. So come down. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. It was nicer up here than down there. Don't let me go too far. Spiritual forces are like physical forces. You see, the only way you can understand a spiritual thing is if I give you a spiritual thing, is I give you a physical analog. The word analog means analogy. That's where we get it from. It means something that is like it. So that's what I'm going to do now. But before I do, I'm going to read another scripture. It's in Ephesians chapter 2. Am I talking to anybody here? Ephesians, the second chapter. Glory be to God. And we're going to look at two verses. You know, I'm going to try and keep it as short as possible. So, wherein, in times past, ye walked. I didn't hear you. According to the course of this world. In the New Testament, many times you see what just put lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. You will get a clearer revelation of what he's talking about. Everyone, you see world in this context. You know, he's not talking about, you know, he's not talking about, you know, the planet Earth or and the continents. He's talking about the world system. So just put lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. And we're going to come back to that in a minute. You know, according to the course of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit, we're talking to spiritual forces, that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom, I didn't hear you, we are also, we all, I would say all, had our conversation or manner of life or conduct in times past in the lusts of our flesh. It's confirming what I was telling you earlier. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath even as others. The people in the world don't understand it, and sadly, majority of Christians don't understand it. When you have a desire in your mind. Correction. When you have a thought in your mind and a corresponding desire in your body, it is a spiritual force in the air that is instigating the thought and the desire. Now, let me use my natural analog. The simplest one I can find is the remote control of a television. I'm sitting on my seat at home, and I have this little box of tricks, electronics. There's a red something. The television is off. Although it's connected to electricity, but it's off. So I go, bing! And suddenly the thing that was off just goes, and the screen comes on. Wow. But there's no contact. There's no physical contact between the box and the TV. Then I press another button, and it goes to Netflix. Because I watched a movie yesterday. Wow. Then I press another button. And when it gets to Netflix, it says, choose Olubi, Sarah, who is watching? Then I press another button. Then it goes to Olubi. Then it shows all the movies I've been watching in the last week. And he has ticks and says, which one do you want? No physical contact. It is a natural analog of a spiritual reality. Without making any physical contact with the television, I switch it on. I determine the channel it goes to. I determine what I watch. But I don't touch the television. I just hear. But I have something here that has some power inside. It has a battery. And when I press that button, a signal, an electromagnetic wave, it is invisible. I can't see it. It goes into the television and makes contact with a receptor inside the television that triggers electronics inside the electrician, the television, that causes it to come on and choose a particular channel. And I can flip from channel to channel. I can flip, you know, wherever I, who is in control of the remote, Nekashele Fredes, decide it should go. Let's go to the spiritual. Satan, I told you my initial definition the Holy Ghost gave me. Spiritual forces emanate from spiritual beings. And they create, they manipulate, and they control all things, both physical and spiritual. So what happens? Satan, let's start with the devil first. I'm going to come to God in a minute. But let's start with the devil first. He sits in the heavenlies. He's not in God's heaven now. He's in the second heavens. The Bible says wicked spirits in heavenly places. And men are on the earth. And he has a remote control in his hand, spiritually speaking now. And he has power. But the prince of the power of the air. So he goes, bing! And a signal goes from the second heavens through the atmosphere into the air. And it is incident on David's mind. I'm going to use David. Go to the balcony now. David is at home. He should have, when kings were called to battle, he stayed back. There was a signal from heaven. Bing! You're feeling tired. You don't have to go to war this time. Sit at home, enjoy, relax. Let Joab and the boys go to the field. You stay at home. And David receives the signal and says, yes, that's a good thought. He doesn't know who is behind it. And he's at home for, we don't know, a week, 2 weeks. Joab and the boys are fighting and they're bringing reports back and David is fine. He's eating and just chilling. He wasn't doing anything sinful, really, initially. He's just, you know, taking it easy. But on that fateful afternoon, another remote signal, the presence, the prince of the power of the air, is sent from the second heavens. Phew! Faster than the speed of light. The thought hits David's mind. Go and take some fresh air upstairs. on the balcony. Nothing sinful about that. Hey, let me go and take some fresh air. Just, you know. So he gets up from his bed or his couch and he goes upstairs and he's on the veranda and he's enjoying the fresh air and looking. He's in his city of Zion, the castle he built, and he's enjoying the fresh air and everything is nice, you know. And as he walks up and down the veranda, because his house is elevated, because the king's house in Zion, above the houses of the other people around him, another signal comes from the heavens. Bing, look in that direction. It's a thought. I'm painting a very graphic picture so you can understand what's going on with you. So he turns and behold a lovely woman, beautiful to look upon, is having her bath. And David can see the shape of her body. Oh, wow. This is nice. And he's looking and continues to observe. Then another signal comes. That one comes to the body. Be nice to have sex with that girl. Not bad. That's when David should have done something about it. But sadly, he didn't. And we know the rest of the sordid story. I'm not going to go into all of that. But I have just painted a picture, a typical picture of what happens every day in our lives by spiritual forces. They come from Satan. They are incident on the mind. It comes as an innocent thought. Then a feeling in the body, a desire, that's why it says of the flesh and of the mind. I would say mind and flesh. They're not the same. Mind is your thoughts. Flesh is your feelings. It's not you. It's the devil. He will instigate natural desires God put there. The desire for sex is not wrong. It's wrong outside a marital relationship. The desire for food is not wrong. It's wrong when you are fasting. So he will send a signal. It's a spiritual force. Like the remote, that like the electromagnetic wave that comes out of the remote control. It's a force. You will notice that some remote controls, not all of them, but some of them work by what is called line of sight. In other words, if I have the remote control here and I point it towards Dr. William, it will not work on that television. If I wanted to work on that television has a receptor somewhere, you know, down there. So for it to work, I have to push it, place the remote control so that it is in line of sight. There's a straight line. It doesn't have to be exactly straight, but it has to, you know, be. You have to be able to see it. If I put it up like this, it won't work. If I put it in that direction, it won't work. If I put it in that direction, it won't work. But if I put it that direction, when it's in line of sight with television, it will work. So are spiritual things. That's why Satan can target you. But you know the good news? God too can target you. That's the good news. Are you listening to me? So this is how it works. So when we talk about the lust of the flesh, I'm going to get to God in a minute. We're actually dealing with spiritual forces. We think we're dealing with natural desires. They are not. Let me paraphrase that. They are. The thing you feel in your body is a natural thing. But the force that instigated it, that caused you to start feeling like that, is spiritual. And I got news for you, folks. It's not a devil that is occupying you. It's not demonic possession. It's demonic remote control. That's why you can't cast it out. Deliverance will not work here. There's only the ones that are going to walk here, walking in the spirit. Unless you want to die and go to heaven now. But if you are here, every day, those spiritual forces are constantly, watch this, from the heavens, they are constantly bombarding the mind and the flesh. Constant. 24/7. Like CNN is 24/7. The good news. Before I go to that, let me thank you, Jesus. Yes. The good news is that both God and the devil release spiritual forces. The real thing, God and the devil, is this. God is honest. And God will let you know and ask you to cooperate with him. Satan will keep you in ignorance and deceive you and try to continue to manipulate your life without you knowing it. God will take your permission. He works, you know, sovereignly to some degree, but after a while he's going to let you know that it's him. Then do you want him to continue or do you want him to stop? You can say yes or no, and you know he's going to respect your decision even though he may not agree with it. Behold, I have set before you this day life and death. Therefore choose life. Now, if you don't choose life, he's going to allow you to choose death. Now, it's not his choice, it's your choice. Now, let me move forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. The lusts of the flesh are originally instigated by spiritual forces. They are natural desires working in the mind and in the flesh, but the origin is spiritual. Follow me to Mark chapter 7. We're going to get to God and the fruit of the Spirit in a minute. But you see, I have to lay this foundation because so many of us are so ignorant of these things. We think these things just happen. You know, well, you know, it's just natural. People just feel like that. You know, it's not. Everything is being ordered from the spiritual realm. One word I got out of my dictionary is luck. There's something as luck. You know what they call luck? It's mercy. They just don't know it's mercy. It's mercy. And you know what? His tender mercies are over all his works. So when people see the mercy of God in operation, I was lucky to get that. You weren't lucky. It was God who was showing you mercy. Glory be to God. It's true. Mark, am I talking to anybody here? Mark chapter 7. This is amazing. And Jesus is Lord. And now let's look at verses 21 through 23. Mark chapter 7. You know, Jesus was correcting these people. They were thinking now, if you don't wash your hands when you eat, you know, that you get defiled spiritually. Jesus said, you don't understand what's going on here. He said, you know, do you not perceive? Verse 18. Are you without understanding also? See, Jesus understood spiritual things. That whatever enters from without into the man, it cannot defile him. Nothing you do in the physical is what defiles you. What you eat doesn't defile you. What you wear doesn't defile you. I said that during the Bible study. Because it entereth not into his heart. The heart there is the soul, the inner man. The soul, the mind, the will, the emotions, and you know, and all of that. Into the belly. And it goes, he's talking about the physical. He said, that which cometh out of the man defileth the man. Now, everybody read these words with me. From within. Remember my definition of spiritual forces. Spirit beings create, release, manipulate, and control all things, both spiritual and physical. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, that's a lack of self-control, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these things come from the spiritual forces. Their origin is spiritual. They come from the heart. They impinge or are incident, to use a physics expression, they are incident on the mind and they're incident on the flesh, and then they now trigger, you know, physical and psychological, you know, thoughts and feelings in the emotions, you know, but the original origin is spiritual, not physical. And when you try to deal with them and you deal with them only with the natural, you are bound to fail. You know why? There is no natural thing that can overcome a spiritual thing, because the natural was created from the spiritual. Stop wasting your time. That's why you got to know God. And you got to know Jesus. Psychologists, they try. Psychiatrists, they try. The only shrink I like is Kunle. Because it's a Holy Ghost shrink. It's not the only shrink I like. There are others too. But, you know, seriously. Guys, he gives you a drug. That drug goes into your brain. It releases some hormone. And some of it works to some degree. But if a stronger than he come up with one, and that spirit releases another force, that drug will stop working. You can't solve a physical, a spiritual problem. You cannot overcome a spiritual force with the natural thing. Stop wasting your time. I feel depressed. I feel, I have suicidal thoughts. Who is bringing it? The devil. Then you say, let me go and see a counselor. Let me go and see a psychiatrist. Then you get there, the guy says, take this Phenagan. It will make you sleep and those thoughts will go away. They will not go away. Because the origin is spiritual. If you do not counteract it with a greater spiritual force, it's just going to dribble you around. This is reality. Now, look at this list. It's a very interesting list. Evil thought, adultery. Where have you seen this list before? It's Galatians. These same things is what is called the lusts of the flesh. So we know that the lusts of the flesh are not, their origin is not flesh, it's spirit. Look at Galatians chapter 5. Am I talking to anybody here? Oh, Jesus, help me. Look at it. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, exactly what Jesus said. But he understood it and taught us that it comes from the heart. It's from inside. It's a spiritual force. So what do you need to do as a Christian? You need to now understand. That's why I titled the message, Understand Spiritual Forces. That you have to release a corresponding spiritual force that is stronger than the one that is coming against you. It is only when you release that you can neutralize the effect of the negative spiritual force on your mind and your flesh. When you now counteract it with a spiritual force that comes from God. The most powerful... this is a great statement I'm about to make. The most powerful spiritual forces come from God. Because God is the creator of everything. Even the devil. I have created the waster to destroy. So if you go and get your forces from God, it cannot be defeated. But the fruit of the Spirit... Let's go there. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, I didn't hear you, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Watch this. Against such there is no law. These are the most powerful forces in the universe. You know why? They emanate from God. Nothing on this earth or heaven can overcome these forces. See, against such there is no law. There is no force that can overcome these forces that come from God. The fruit of the Spirit are not just nice emotions. They are spiritual forces. They come from God. They come from inside God. Hallelujah. And as Christians, we have to learn how to release them on a constant basis. Oh, gosh, there's so much here. We have to learn how to release them on a constant basis. Releasing it from the inner man, from God, via your inner man. So you have a connection. That's why you're born again. Christ is the vine, you are the branch. So you are now connected to the vine, the source of all these spiritual forces. Then from there, you draw that spiritual force into your heart. Then from your heart, you release it into your mind, into your emotions, and into your body through the spoken word, through praying in tongues, through praying with groanings and travail. When you do that, you are able to counteract the effect of the negative spiritual forces that the prince of the power of the air has been releasing on the same mind and the body and the flesh. So you have what I call an interplay of spiritual forces. The one that is coming from God and the one that is coming from the devil. Now, that is why, now I understand so many things there. I'm not doing things now, you know, religiously. I understand. Because the satanic one is working 24/7, the heavenly one must work 24/7. God is not stupid. Satan doesn't go on holiday. David was on holiday, Satan was working. That's why I gave the example about David. 24/7. No wonder why the man said, it will not depart out of your mouth. But you will meditate in it day and night. What's he telling you? He said, don't stop that thing from flowing. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Watch and pray always. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. Peter, could you not watch me 1 hour? The man slept. No spiritual force was being released. The other one came from the outside, let him sleep. So he slept. He didn't pray. So when he woke up and they arrested Jesus, and the guys came from the Sanhedrin, and another one came, fear. Another one came, anger. Brought out his sword, wants to kill the other guy. He was being manipulated. Had he prayed like Jesus prayed, he would not, one, have slept. Two, he would not have fell into the temptation of denying Christ. Are you following me? These things don't just happen. They're an interplay of spiritual forces. Oh, Jesus, help me. I think I'm going to break this message into two. Because there's so much that God has given me here. And there's no way I'm going to finish it today. I'm going to close with this statement. Then next week, Sunday, by the grace of God, we're going to pick this up. I'm going to deal with, you know, the how. What I've actually done today is an introduction and giving you the what and a little bit of the why. There's a scripture in the book of Proverbs. You know what it says? It says that an evil man closing his eyes, moving his lips, he brings evil to come to pass. Put it on this board. I'm going to close with this. An evil man. It's Proverbs chapter 16. I believe it's verse 30. And then I'm not going to look at the others. I'm just going to quote them. Then I'm going to take it from here next week. Hey, what's wrong with you up there? Don't let that remote control work on you. Hello? Proverbs 16 verse 30. Proverbs Everybody shout Proverbs. The spiritual force will help them to hear it. He shutteth his eyes to devise forward things, and what? Moving his lips. Spiritual forces. That's what witch doctors do. Or the people in the occult. Astrologers and all. That's what they do. They close their eyes. What are they doing? They are visualizing. In voodoo, don't go and study it. They make a doll that looks like you. Then they put a pin inside. Then you start feeling something in your body. The spiritual force has been transmitted to the target. Turn to your neighbor and say, that doesn't bother me. I'm a child of God. And I will neutralize it. Don't voodoo me, man. Give the Lord a clap offering. But you know, so many Christians are so lazy spiritually. They don't pray. They don't understand spiritual forces. So, hey, I don't know what's wrong with me. Oh, this thing is paining me. Well, let's go to the doctor. You can't use a natural thing to fight a spiritual thing. The doctor will give you Panadol or whatever he can give you, but he doesn't understand that the origin is spiritual. If he's a good doctor, he may help you diagnose this. But you see, the origin is spiritual. The cancer, the origin is spiritual. The diabetes, the origin is spiritual. The high blood pressure, the origin is spiritual. The COVID-19, the origin is spiritual. Stand to your feet. Brother Williams did something today. He was praying for Nigeria. We prayed for mommy, then we prayed for Nigeria. And he said, you know, today we should pray very well and everything. You know, and the scripture came to me. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And then he came to me. He says, by the blessing of the upright, this city is exalted, or Nigeria. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So who wins? Who wins? By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. But the same city is being overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. It depends on how many righteous are blessing and how many wicked are talking. That's why we need you to pray. Yes. But you have a good thing on your side. We are connected spiritually. I'm going to take this next week. One of us can neutralize 1,000 of them. Take one Christian who is well developed spiritually, and he speaks, it will bless, it will exalt the city and overcome the tongue of the wicked of 1,000 that are trying to overthrow the city. And put two of them together and they will overcome 10,000. And put three of them together and they will overcome 100,000. And put four of them together, 1 million. And it continues to increase exponentially like that. That is why we will win. Talk to God. Talk to God. Holy Spirit,
we welcome you.
Oh, Kashele Mrodofrenga.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Move, glory
move
to God.
Move amongst us. Move amongst us.
We'll holy fire. As we lay aside.
As we lay.
All earthly desire. Hands reach out.
Hands reach out.
On our hearts.
In our hearts.
Lord, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Lord, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We welcome you.
Let the wind of your presence blow.
Of your presence blow,
that your children hear.
Your children hear.
My truly know.
How
to move in the Spirit's flow.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Lord, Holy Spirit. Lord,
thank
Holy
you, Jesus.
Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
we welcome.
Put one hand on your heart. Raise your hand. We're going to stop there. We'll take it next week. We'll sing the same song. We're going to go deeper. Stop playing around, folks. Your life and your destiny is hanging in the balance of an interplay of spiritual forces. There's so much I can do for you. There's so much mommy can do for you. I can't, in the natural, I cannot eat food. And the energy that is digested in my belly will go to you. It's not possible. You have to eat your own food. But I can go to the market. I can buy food for you. I can cook it for you. I can give you money. So I can help you. But I cannot substitute for you. You have to release your own spiritual forces. Even in a corporate environment, one put it out, they will help you, but you must open your mouth. You must speak God's word. You must pray in tongues. You must groan. I can't do that for you. I love you so much. Great days are ahead of us. Stop playing church. Recess time is over. Release spiritual every day of your life. Don't go out of the house. Komaiti Dira. I said it in Yoruba deliberately. You put on the armor. Then you have released the spiritual forces. Then you go out and dare the devil. Raise that hand. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. So I receive your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your life and your power in sufficient measure. Oh, Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, open my eyes. Let me see and understand the reality of spiritual forces. And cooperate with the Holy Spirit using the word of God to release your spiritual forces in my life daily, 24/7, every 6 hours, frequently in between, praying without ceasing, so that what the enemy is planning, what is coming against me, will be completely and totally neutralized. And all things will work together for my good. That's the origin of that scripture. When you are putting spiritual forces to work in your life, then you know what? Everything, and the one the devil planned, it will just turn for your good, because you are manipulating it by a greater force. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's pray in the spirit. Nekashaka frede. Mercy, Father. Mercy, Father. Lord Jesus, Lord Holy Ghost, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your power. Nikatosh kofre, nungo dolomatufre, dombre de la matufre dek, jeleke tufres, dolomatufre de fres, dolomatufres, tofre du fres. In Jesus' name. You know, you hear me recently, I do it deliberately, because God told me to do it. When we're praying in spirit, I'll say, in our soul, I say, in our body, in our circumstances, in my regional heavenlies, you know what I'm doing? I'm targeting. The spiritual forces come and I target it to the soul, and I target it to the body, and I target it to the circumstances, and I target it to the heavenlies. Because there's a guy who has sent something in there, and I'm going to neutralize everything he has done. Is he understood? If you're sick or you're feeling any kind of thing, just touch your body. Father, we release healing power. Release delivering power. In Jesus' name. Be healed and be delivered. Just say, I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. In Jesus' name. Amen. Moment. Oh, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I preach me happy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Honey, God loves you so much. You know, it's your birthday, so God wants to honor you. You know what we've just entered? Advanced level. These are not the messages, not what we used to hear before. We have stepped up. Don't anybody say, don't miss next week. It will be a disaster if you miss it. We're not playing games anymore. All the training you've been getting in the past is, you know, now you are training with live bullets. Turn to your neighbor and say, stop playing church. This woman gets up 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning. No. I'm not doing it for that. Begins to pray. She's not foolish. She's not stupid. There's a reason. She understands spiritual forces. She will pray for good morning, Jesus. Then you pray for Nigeria. Then she pray for her children. She pray for Itunu. She pray for the husband. She pray for the grandchildren. She pray for Dara. She pray for William. She pray for Zoe Asta. She pray for John Olubi. Pray for Moi. Pray for Joshua Olubi. Pray for Rhoda. Pray for Buega. Pray for EMC. Eshanue. Join us. I'm making an appeal. I know we are praying. Don't misunderstand me. But step it up, folks. Stop playing church. There's a lot going on. We are in the middle of an intense spiritual battle because a breakthrough is about to happen. Oh, mama, don't let me preach next week's message. Come next week. The Lord bless you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord God gives you peace. God makes you head and not tail. Above only and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to is successful. You are at least 10 times better than your peers. You possess the gates of your enemies, even the gate of death. So you will live and you will not die. You will live and declare the glory of God in the land of the living. With long life will God satisfy and show you his salvation, even the perfection of the fullness of Christ. So Lord, impart on you the anointing of Enoch, of Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Ruth, David, Elisha, Daniel, Esther, Paul, and John. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide in us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, turn up and say, greater is he that is in you than he that is behind the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, sickness, accident, evil. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So you will have no broken bones. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.